CPH sale moved to Thursday night at the Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. Last week, I called our guys that had cattle going to the sale, but they made that call last week. It was at the time was a pretty big concern about what the weather was going to do. And like I said, if you were out about 8 o'clock last night, you probably can kind of understand why. Mm-hmm. You know, if it had done that for a little bit longer, it would have been pretty rough. So the sale is moved till Thursday, and that is the same night as the regular sale there at Guthrie. The CPH sale will still be a separate sale, and I haven't gotten a word if it's before or after, but a couple of things that's different at the CPH sale. Most of the time we can take calves up until 1 or 2 o'clock pretty easy and still get everybody weighed in, sorted, and it's fine. They did ask for us to try to have everything in by 12, so that is a change. I've told the CPH guys that Trigg County had anyway there possibly may be a few more vehicles there to unload too, so just kind of keep that in mind if you're figuring on taking calves even for the regular sale down there. So just something else to watch, I guess.
Exactly, but probably a good call because you never know what that led over the weekend. You're right, or late last week, it's looking like we could have quite a bit of snow on the ground this morning. So mm-hmm. didn't materialize, but certainly good to be cautious there.
Yeah. Well, and one thing I'd talk to Kevin about too, you know, if you figure where a lot of those, especially the heavier weight calves, are probably headed when they leave Guthrie, you know, today would be a pretty bad day to be headed to Iowa.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah. it'd be rough, you know, so...
They think it's cold here, right?
Yeah, Thursday, you know, Thursday's maybe not all bad all the way around, but I don't know. We'll know Friday morning. So anyway, but maybe we'll have some relief on the weather by then. And I don't know that it's going to be warm Thursday, but compared to today and tomorrow, it might feel like it. Uh-huh. So anyway, we'll take what we can get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So again, Thursday is the day for CPH. If you hadn't heard that, just a reminder. Even if you have heard that, just a reminder, Thursday is your CPH day sale at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market. Graham, other things coming up you need to let folks know about?
Well, coming up on Thursday again, and that kind of knocked me out of being able to help them at the sale, but we have the first of our pesticide trainings at the office. Uh-huh. We'll be kicking those off at 10 o'clock, and we'll have another one after dinner at 1. We'll also have two next, it'll be next Thursday, the 7th, but those are going to be at 1 o'clock and 6, so we're trying to kind of move that around where everybody's got the time they can make it, and of course we'll have another one a little later in February, but we won't worry about that just yet. The Applied Master Cattleman meeting is also on Thursday this week, okay. So that's in Marshall County. I know we had a small group of us from Trigg County that was planning on going to that. So, as far as I know, we may can still slip somebody in if you're interested. You do need a hay test to get the full benefit out of that program. But
what all does that cover? Tell us a little bit about the Master Cattleman program.
So, this is the, I guess, the Applied Master Cattleman meeting that they're having, which is kind of a... basically what that is, the Applied Master Cattleman is a series of meetings that's just a little more intense that the specialists do. And the topics are kind of the same as what we did in Master Cattleman, but this time it's taking your forage test or your hay test and looking at, you know, what stage of production your cows are in and what they need, basically, and either in addition to your, you know, your sample or maybe, you know, maybe if you are supplementing it and you've got pretty good hay or pretty good stockpile, maybe you don't need anything, you know. It's basically just looking at in your situation what, you know, how you need to be feeding those cattle. So
Makes sense. No other things going on?
Yes, sir. Let me see here. Sorry, I lost my place on my calendar.
My phone usually goes back to, when I use my phone, like it usually goes back to that screen where you have to get back into it again, then reset to itself. So go right ahead.
Sure. Yeah. I understand. So a couple of 4-H dates coming up. Next Monday, the 4th, we'll be meeting at the physical court for the kids to show off their trash sculptures that they made. Miss Lisa Calhoun there at the middle school, she kind of spearheads that project with her class, but be looking forward to being able to go show those off to her magistrates and all. Also on the 5th is the first meeting of the vet science program for the 4-H kids. That'll be at Little River Vet Clinic. Right. I believe it starts at 6, but you do need to sign up, so give Miss Gay a call, and she's better at me than me at remembering that what time everything starts. But have those two things coming up, and also next week will be the first salting for the ham project at Broadbent's, and we're on it at 8 o'clock there.
8 o'clock, okay.
Yeah, I think we've got. I think they've scheduled us for about 45 minutes or 40-45 minutes there. So 8 to 8:45 or something is kind of our time slot. But
and that starts the ham project. And for folks who may just be curious. That's one of three sessions for the hams. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, well, four.
There'll be a lot more than that before we're done. But right now we've kind of got three on the calendar, and I'd have to look back. But the first salting, and then about 2 or 3 weeks later we have the second.
Right. Okay.
And then in about a month we'll pull them out and wash them down. So
and then get smoked after that. So
yes, sir. And to go along with that, they also have to do a speech. Now, depending on the age of the kids, they have different topics that they do. We've got to get the rest of that worked out, but we got to get our hams cured first. So
yeah. Get the hams first. That's a big part. Get them cured, and the rest of it all falls in place, doesn't it?
So. Well, and you know, for the younger kids, I think they're, if I remember right, they're talking about kind of the process of curing the hams.
Okay.
And you know, if you've never done that before, you kind of need to do it. So you know what you're talking
about. That's a neat project, too. Preserves a nice piece of history here in our area.
Yes, sir.
And across the state of Kentucky, for that matter. So.
Yeah. We really appreciate Ronnie and Beth working with us on that project there. It's, you know, they have, I think there's nine counties that come in there.
Yeah.
You know, I forget exactly the number of kids, but... I know when I saw the sheet, it was, I just couldn't believe there was that many of them that was coming in there. But it's a major commitment for them. They're giving up their weekend, and like I said, we really appreciate that.
Yeah, they stay busy year round. They're really busy right before the holidays, but they're pretty busy anytime you go down there. Really.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, they're getting ready for the holidays now.
That's right. Know? Yeah. You have to start when we're curing the 4-H hams. They're curing their hams for next year's holidays as well. So
yeah.
Start the process off.
Yeah. And I guess the only other date coming up, according to my calendar, Saturday is Groundhog Day. So
Groundhog Day,
if you know any groundhogs, make sure they don't see their shadow on
right,
Saturday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, very important, right? Very important.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm assuming that's right. I
forget exactly how that goes, but yeah. Right. We don't want any extended winter weather, that's for sure.
No, especially not if it's going to be like this.
No. Graham, listen, have a great week. We appreciate the updates. Always great to have you with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.